Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Elise Benin, almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of Marketing Mentor, marketing-mentor.com is her website. She's the author of a number of books, including Public Relations for Dummies, The Art of Self-Promotion, Self-Promotion Online, Stop Pushing Me Around, that's the one for introverts like me. And she's our good friend, Elise. Well, thanks again for hanging out with us. So, print versus digital. We all see our newspapers getting narrower. We see some newspapers going completely online. More and more people are not printing brochures. It's all online. Is there still a place for print? Is there a balance there?
Yes. The answer is yes, and I was at an event a couple of weeks ago in Dallas called D-Scoop, where I heard a presentation, the theme of which was the future of digital is print. The future of digital is print, which was really interesting, and the point he was making is essentially that print has changed, and now technology makes it possible to do these amazing things with print that many people are not even aware of in the first place. And it elevates print to a place where it can become this very special thing that you use for special occasions and personalize and make it sparkle and make it shine and make it pop and do all of these things. But it's not your typical, you know, one sheet or three-sided brochure anymore. That is not necessary. But now it can become something very, very special. And
what would it look like? What would it look like now if it's not a trifold?
Well, I think it would, number one, be customized to each person who was looking at it.
Huh.
So no matter the format, it has exactly the content that you, the reader, needs, because we have so much data about who you are and what you're interested in. That
so you're saying we collect digital data on our prospects, and then convert that into targeted print pieces.
That's right.
Okay, and because of the fancy dancy printers we have these days and the print on demand capability, you can spit one out for one or six people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Folks, listen, this what she's talking about here is what I keep talking about. Is part of what I keep talking about when I talk about special sauce, about your special sauce. We talked about in the previous segment, at least when we talked about the some of the content marketing that we talked about. Whatever, you cannot just go to market. You can't just kick the door open and wait for customers to come in anymore. You have to go out and meet them out in the marketplace, and you have to do things that make them go wow. And you can do wow things that Amazon can't do. They can sell back scratchers, but they can't scratch your back, Elise. Right? What you're talking about is back scratching, isn't it?
Well, but the other thing that I've been thinking about is, because there is more and more competition for everyone and they're a click away, so how do you distinguish yourself and your business by bringing who you are as a person, and how do you develop relationships with people without actually ever meeting them, but having contact with them and putting content out there that demonstrates the kind of person you are or the kind of business you run.
Your values. Demonstrate your values. People like that.
Yep. And your story.
Yep.
Right? What is it about you and, you know, the fact that I was fired from my job 30 years ago this month and evolved a service into what is now Marketing Mentor. People are interested in that story, And it sets me apart from all those other people who just started popping up competing with me in the last 5 years.
I know. They just they're coming out of every pore in the marketplace. I know it.
They're everywhere.
Everybody, Jimmy Durante used to say, everybody wants to get into the act.
That's right. So you have to stay a step ahead of them by being more who you are.
Mm-hmm. Folks, this is not your grandfather's marketplace, or maybe even your father's marketplace. It's not even the marketplace you started out 20 years ago. You got to do these new things, and if you want to know how to do it better, you need to contact Elise Benin at marketing-mentor.com. I promise you, she can help you. Elise, I've got less than a minute. You've got to tell us why you got fired. I got to hear this story.
Let's see.
I'm just imagining you doing something irascible or something. What did you do?
No. It was nothing like that. It was really just I think I wanted to be fired because I didn't know how to quit. So I just started, not doing my job very well. And one thing... I was kind of the bookkeeper for some reason, even though I knew nothing about that. And I forgot to write a check to IRS.
Oh, that'll do it. That'll do it. So you were a little snot-nosed kid that just wanted to get fired. I see that. I can see that. Yeah, not writing a check to the IRS. That'll do it. No question about it. Hey, Elise, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. At least Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She's learned her lesson, by the way. Don't worry. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.